Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 31, Verse Number 9. Narada Uvacha Tajjanmatani Karmani Tadayustan Manovacha Nrinam yena hi vishvatma Sevyate harir ishvara. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. The great sage Narada said, when a living entity is born to engage in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Controller, his birth, all his fruitive activities, his lifespan, his mind, and his words are all factually perfect. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the word Nrinam is very important. There are many other births besides human birth, but Narad Muni is herein especially speaking of human birth. Among human beings, there are different types of men. Of this, those who are advanced in spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness are called Aryans. Amongst Aryans, one who engages in the devotional service of the Lord is most successful in life. The word Nrinam indicates that lower animals do not engage in devotional service of the Lord. In perfect human society, everyone should engage in the devotional service of the Lord. It does not matter whether one is born poor or rich, black or white. There may be so many material distinctions for one who takes birth in human society, but everyone should engage in Lord's devotional service. At the present moment, civilized nations has given up God consciousness for economic development. They are actually no longer interested in advancing in God consciousness. Formerly, their forefathers were engaged in executive religious principles. Whether one is Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, Jewish, or whatever, everyone has some religious institution. Real religion, however, means becoming God conscious. It is particularly mentioned herein that birth is successful if an interest in Krishna consciousness is taken. Activity is successful if it results in serving the Lord. Philosophical speculation or mental speculation is successful when engaged in understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The senses are worth possessing when engaged in the service of the Lord. Actually, devotional service means engaging the senses in the service of the Lord. At the present moment, our senses are not purified. Therefore, our senses are engaged in service of society, friendship, love, politics, sociology, and so on. However, when the senses are engaged in the service of the Lord, one attains bhakti or devotional service. In the next verse, these matters will be more clearly explained. When one great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the Lord, he said that all his desires were fulfilled. He said, today everything is auspicious. Today my birthplace and neighborhood are completely glorified. Today my senses, from my eyes down to my toes, are fortunate. Today my life is successful because I have been able to see the lotus feet that are worshipped by the goddess of fortune. Om Agyan Timirandasya Jnananjana. seek all of your blessings before I can start. Here we see in this chapter that Narad Muni is instructing Prachetas. Prachetas try to seek some guidance from Srila Narad Muni. And if you see in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, Narad Muni is the most glorious personality. When Brahma was doing creation, so to increase the progeny, Brahma created various living entities. And after creating Rudra, Brahma created 10 sons. And the 10th one was Srila Narad Muni. And Brahma created Narad Muni through his deliberation. That is the best part of his body. Narad Muni is glorious, or Narad Muni has come out of the best part of the body of Brahma. Why? Because he can distribute, or he can give Supreme Lord to any living entity. That is the glory of the Narad Muni. Any living entity which he chooses, which he likes, in his discretion, he can award the bhakti of the Supreme Lord, or transcendental service of the Supreme Lord to that living entity. Narad Muni is an empowered living entity to give Supreme Lord to all other living entities. And we can see Narad Muni has delivered so many conditioned souls. That is the glory of the Narad Muni. Nara means Supreme Lord. And Da means to give. One who can give Supreme Lord to others. Like say we say Yashoda. Yashoda means, Yash means glory, and Da means to give. That is one who gives Yash to others. Similarly, Narada, one who gives Supreme Lord to other living entities. Narad Muni is an empowered personality. And he has given Supreme Lord to so many living entities. Giving Supreme Lord means giving bhakti, attracting conditioned souls to the lotus feet of the Lord. Lotus feet means yes, glory of lotus feet in the last paragraph is mentioned. Lotus feet means devotional service of the Lord. So Narad Muni is an empowered person. And here Narad Muni is meeting Prachetas. And by his transcendental nature, he is giving instructions on this transcendental subject. And we are fortunate that we are able to also partake this transcendental subject matter, which is discussed between Narad Muni and Prachetas. So here Narad Muni is glorifying human birth, that how glorious is human birth. We see around that people don't respect human birth. Like say they live the life of cats and dogs in human life. There is no endeavor for spiritual life, or even people don't think that human life is so important. People just like say people are living and dying like say insects in human society. You see, you read newspapers and we can come to know that human beings, they are not able understanding the glory of what human life can give to us. Here Srila Prabhupada mentions that animals cannot perform devotional service. Or we discussed in 6-day course, first session, that animals cannot, like say, all of you come and hear Srimad Bhagavatam, but animals will not have intelligence to understand this. So human life is the most glorious thing that we can be awarded for. It's the most glorious. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in one of the verses, it is mentioned how rare is human birth. It is said that in an ocean, vast ocean, when a tortoise wants to take a breath, want to come out and take a breath, and one log, small log is floating in the whole big giant water body, and the log of wood, he is having a hole inside it. And what is the probability that a tortoise want to breathe will come out of that small hole which is having in the log of wood? The mass of the ocean or the size of the ocean is so unlimited. And what is the size of that small hole? And what is the probability that tortoise will come out of that hole? That rarity is of the human life. Human life is the most precious life, because like Prachetas, we can inquire what is higher truth. Otherwise, in other species, we cannot inquire. That facility cannot be given. Whatever we see, that devotee is performing devotional service in animal, like say here Jharkhand forest, so that is causeless mercy of the devotee or the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, in general, animal cannot perform devotional service. And human life is given the rarest opportunity to understand the higher nature. And to the sad news, or say, people in general cannot appreciate human life. People want to, like say, throw away, they waste their human energy completely. Many people commit suicide. That means completely wasting of human energy. Many people take to so many intoxications, so many vices, completely killing their human energy, which is meant for some higher purpose. So some fortunate soul, Srila Prabhupada explains that how rare is human life, and what to speak of a person in human life is a spiritualist. It's very rare. In Bhagavad Gita also it mentioned, Manushyana Sahasrasu. So it's very rare that a person, a human being, takes to spirituality. He is a Krishna conscious. And of that souls, how rare is a person who is performing devotional service? That glory is unlimited. Person who is engaged in devotional service of the Lord, he may be anybody, that his glory is unlimited. That's why anybody who comes to temple or perform any devotional service, devotee, advanced devotee, doesn't find any fault with them. Because he is very great soul, we can't understand his fortune, and we can't understand our fortune that we are living with such great souls. Gopal Bhatt Goswami used to never criticize or find fault, what to speak of criticism, active criticism, used to never find fault with any devotee. His whole motive is that the fact he is serving Krishna, that's all. That's all, that's what I want to know. Because the reason that he is serving Krishna, that means he is very, very rare soul. Such person is like say very rare from crores and crores and crores of souls. Such person, a beneficial soul, can be attracted to the lotus feet of Krishna. So any person who comes to temple, who performs devotional service, we should wholehearted give them respect, because he is very rare soul. And by living in such rare souls, we get desire to perform devotional service. We can see from our lives that desire to perform devotional service can come only with living with such rare souls, by their association. Only with the say stick of association of devotees, we can walk on the path of bhakti. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions that I am old, I am lame, but I can't. I am just walking on the path of bhakti only with the stick, mercy of the devotees. So sometime in initial stage, we don't know it that we are surviving due to mercy of devotees. But as devotees advance, they can really know that actually due to mercy of devotees only, we are actually surviving devotional service. The fact that many times we go out of the association of devotees for some work or so, and we realize immediately that our spiritual standards are going down. So that is the glory of such souls who have taken the shelter of Krishna, or who are even struggling on the path of bhakti. That association is very rare, and we should always respect such association. And if Krishna sees that this person is really respecting such association, then he can always keep us in such association. We see that here it's mentioned in the verse that when a living entity is born to engage in devotional service of Supreme Person of Godhead, who is the Supreme Controller, his birth, all his fruitive activities, lifespan, his mind and his words are all factually perfect. So when we see that when our senses, five senses and our mind, when we completely engage in service of the Lord, then our life is really perfect, it is glorious. It is very difficult to engage senses in the service of the Lord, because due to our past conditioning, due to our sinful activity, it is very difficult to engage in devotional service of the Lord, because senses are always pulling us away from devotional service. For example, say many times we see that a small boy is driving a horse cart, and a person may be very small, tanga wala, he may be on the sitting on the cart, and there'll be 3-4 horses may be there, and the person, just horses may want to go ahead, and the person, the small boy doesn't have anything, and he has got some strings, and just by pulling that string, he can move the direction of the horses. He just pulls the strings to right hand side, and horses are forced to move to the right hand side. If the boy pulls to left hand side, the horses are forced to move to the left hand side. In spite, horses may want to go straight. Similarly, three modes, goodness, passion and ignorance, they are pulling us in various directions, and we are forced to perform such activities. Senses are so strong. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, like say a raging wind carries away the boat in the ocean, similarly senses, strong senses can carry away our mind. Like the boy is just pulling, and the horses are forced to move in that direction. So every living entity, because they are conditioned due to their past conditioning, due to their past sinful activity in this material world, the strong urge to dominate our material world is always arising. So anybody who is just engaging his senses in the service of the Lord is very rare. It's very rare. It's very rare to forcibly drag our mind to senses of service of the Lord. We can see from our experience that it's very difficult to do japa attentively. Very difficult to do japa. The reason is that our mind is trained to focus on, say, material activities. To focus our mind on spiritual activity is very difficult. Govind Prabhu many times mentions that you can perfect anything in this activity. You can be a good cook, one can be best pujari, or one can perform various aspects of devotional service, but one cannot perfect japa unless it's completely pure. We can see on our life, we can perfect various aspects, but perfecting japa is very rare, very difficult, unless we have got taste for spiritual life, unless we have got attraction, we cannot perfect our japa. It's a daily struggle. Other things, suppose a cook is there, after some time, he can be the best cook. He didn't have to make so much deliberation. With little deliberation, he can make the best preparation. But chanting is not like that. Daily, we have to make endeavor for it. Because our mind is trained to go in material sense objects, and we have to drag the mind always. It is completely going against the current. So anybody who takes to devotional service, is mentioned in this purport, is very glorious person. And presently, like some sense control, I read one purport of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was mentioning on Chaturmas. So I will always used to wonder why Prabhupada is saying on milk and curd and other items, why specifically. So Prabhupada is to mention in the purport that whole purpose of Chaturmas is that devotees can control their senses. They can restrict their sense gratification. That is the whole purpose of performing this Chaturmasya. And unless we control the senses to remember Krishna or to engage in devotional service is very difficult. Sense control is necessary, whatever stage we may be. Initially, we may not have sense control. But if we just engage in devotional service by Krishna's Lord's mercy, we can get this sense control. But initial period, we have to really struggle. And it said that sense control and devotional service cannot go hand in hand. Suppose somebody thinks that I will do both the things. I will enjoy these also. I will enjoy film, cinema, other material things also. And I will perform chanting Hare Krishna. It cannot be possible. One cannot focus in his mind on spiritual activity, because both doesn't go hand in hand. So one should always control his senses. Like say spiritual activity are all glorious, all auspicious. Like say somebody engaged in chanting, any activity, spiritual activity, ninefold activity, chanting, hearing, any activity one person, somebody is engaged in. So it's all spiritual activities are auspicious. All one has to engage one's senses, mind in the service of the Lord. Many times here in one Prabhupada mentions the philosophical speculators, unless their philosophical speculation is diverted to understanding the Supreme Lord, such philosophical speculation is just waste of time. Many times somebody may pose as a very scholarly person. They may be speculating various things, and on material standard also they may be very literate, but such speculation is waste of time. Prabhupada used to mention such speculators as Mr. Frog. Like say frog speculates about the mass of water, frog of well speculates about the mass of water that is there in the ocean, but he cannot speculate, he cannot estimate, because he has got limited sense perception. One time one scientist met Srila Prabhupada, and he was arguing to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was back and forth, and Prabhupada says, you know how many species are there? So he was said, there are millions of species. So Prabhupada told him that how many species you have seen? At least 5,000 you have seen? So he says, no, I have not seen even 5,000. So Prabhupada says, I can tell you accurately, there are 84 lakh species. Why? Because we have got direct audience from scriptures. We can directly learn from scriptures. But these people, they speculate. So their knowledge is imperfect. He doesn't know how many species are there. He is speculating. He has not seen even the 5,000 species. Many times, scientists, why Prabhupada called, like say, they used to, in biology especially, they dissect the frog and try to see the various parts in the body of the frog. And eventually it can happen also that doing throughout this life the same activity, at the end of life, they may be actually thinking of the frog and they can get the frog body. And actually what Prabhupada is saying, like say, they can become frog in next life. So since it's a speculation, they cannot actually understand what is actually absolute truth. Absolute nature of the absolute truth cannot be conceived by such mental speculators. Scientists as on today claim that dinosaurs are not there. The Prabhupada says there is no species extinct on this planet. The species are always existing. Prabhupada used to mention the dinosaurs, have they searched the whole planet Earth? Have they went to every inch of the Earth? Prabhupada said the dinosaurs are still living on this planet Earth. So since people don't accept the authority of the acharyas, so their knowledge is imperfect. And Prabhupada in concluding para, he very nicely mentions that he mentions about a devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, everything what I have is got auspicious simply because I am able to see the lotus feet of the Lord, which are worshipped by the goddess of fortune. Even in Narad Muni, the person who is compassionate on other living entities, he is glorious. Why? Because he is always holding the lotus feet of Supreme Lord in his heart, because the seeing lotus feet are all glorious. Lotus feet, as I mentioned, means performing devotional service. Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Thakur used to say that if anybody touches our tulsi beads, our japa and chanting the holy names, he is as good as touching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is worshipping the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord's lotus feet are all glorious because it gives shelter to the devotees of the Lord. Shelter, it's all glorious, all auspicious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions that I desire to become speck of the dust at the lotus feet of the Lord. He says that I have somehow fallen in this material world, and Lord, please kindly be merciful and pick me and put me back at your lotus feet. And such compassionate souls like Narad Muni, they are always traveling and preaching the glories of Supreme Lord. And one who speaks the glories of the Supreme Lord, one who hears, somehow he also gets benefit. In conversation between Haridas Thakur and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Haridas Thakur says, how glorious is your holy names, that when you chant the holy names, it seems that there is an echo coming after you. But my Lord, that is not echo. That the plant and trees, which are not moving objects, they are chanting this after you. So it's not an echo. So even they are getting benefit out of it. Everybody, everywhere where glories of the Lord are being chanted, all auspiciousness is created in that environment. And how fortunate we are. We are put in a position where we can always, somehow or the other, remember the Lord, worship His lotus feet and chant His glory. So it is very rare to come in association of devotees, and one should take full advantage of the association of devotees. In one of the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that devotees like Narad Muni have got missionary spirit. Like some mission, they have got mission just to deliver conditioned souls. Not in one purport, many purport I have seen. That devotees like Narad Muni, they are missionary spirit. Mission to just run after, chase after conditioned soul. And forcibly, they give them that conditioned soul Krishna's mercy. Because that is very dear to the Supreme Lord. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, one who takes all risk to preach my glories is most dear to me. There is no person, nobody else who is more dear to me than such person who is trying to give Krishna to others. So, Narad Muni is the most glorious person because he is giving Krishna to others. By his bhakti, by his love, Krishna has bought, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told about Vasudev Dutt, that he has purchased me and I am his person. Wherever he wants me, he can sell me off. Two, three times, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes this statement to Vasudev Dutt. Because by his bhakti, Vasudev Dutt has purchased, and they can give Krishna to anybody. Similarly, pure devotees of the Lord, by that power of bhakti, by that power of love for Supreme Lord, they are empowered to deliver Supreme Lord to any living entity. And that is their glory. Even we see in Prabhupada's life, because due to love of Srila Prabhupada for Krishna, he was empowered to deliver Krishna to anybody he meets. We can see in his lifestyle that so many people, millions of people were affected by just his love for Krishna. So that is his glory. Devotees are empowered to give shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna to anybody to whom he comes in contact with. That is the glory of such devotees. So we should first of all hanker to seek such association of such pure devotees. And secondly, we should, to best of our capability, try to, as a via medium, pass the same message to other living and conditioned souls. Because such shelter, they can only give, say, relief. Morning we see, samsara dava nala, the local like say, such shelter of the lotus feet, it can only give relief. We sing another bhajan, ekhona bhajinu prabhu. It's where glorious lotus feet are glorious, but how glorious is lotus feet? Even Shiva, Brahma, Narad Muni, Lakshmiji, all this get empowerment by mercy of devotional service of the Lord. Morning we do this pada, this thing, seva. That is also actually Krishna's mercy. So it's the highest benediction to engage in the devotional service of the Lord. an intelligent person or fortunate souls, they don't compromise, and they somehow or the other they engage in devotional service in spite of senses. They may be saying no. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, if anybody who is attracted by the flowery verse of the Vedas, resolute determination for performing devotional service doesn't arise. So anybody who is always hankering for material sense objects, he will not have resolute, firm determination to attain Krishna's devotional service. So one should give up just to attain wholeheartedly devotional service, because there is the highest benediction. We can be relieved eternally from the cycle of the birth and death. One may be a philosopher, one may be a yogi, one may be a karmi. At any stage a person may be, if a person sincerely dedicates his life fully, then Krishna gives intelligence to perform devotional service, and Krishna empowers the devotee to remember him and always chant his glories. So one should always use this human life. How rare is the human life, one should know, and one should wholeheartedly spend his human energy in serving the Supreme Lord, because by every rising sun and setting sun, our energy, human energy, is getting lost. We are coming more and more near to death. So we should take full advantage of the situation, nice best situation which Krishna has awarded to us, and we should perfect our life. That is the highest perfection. Thank you very much. Any comment or any question one may have? Yes, Prabhu.
What helps the firm determination to engage in devotional service to arise in your heart?
How we can have firm determination?
Yeah.
Like as I mentioned, yes, Prabhu.
Does it depend on one's own endeavor, or does it depend on Krishna's mercy? Or is it both?
You answered it, it's both. First thing which is most important is association of devotees, seeking for the association of devotees. Association of devotee means to hear from them, submissively hear from them, to chant and dance with them, and to become their humble servant. That's what association means. So first thing is one should remain in the association, seek their mercy, seek audience, hear from them, and use our determination, best of our capability. And when we use our determination, then Krishna gives more determination to perform devotional service. If we don't use something, then Krishna takes back. Suppose if a devotee is there, he is provided full opportunity, but if he doesn't use that, then Krishna withdraws that. So we should, whatever Krishna has given us, we should use as best of our capacity. And Krishna can give you more and more. If you don't use, then it is withdrawn away. For example, say somebody have a fracture and the hand is not used for 2-3 months till the fracture plaster is there. So when the plaster is removed, the hand doesn't move. It takes few days or few weeks for the hand to come to normal stretcher. Why? Because we have not moved the hand, we have not used the hand. Similarly, if Krishna has given us determination or their qualities, and if we don't use it, then Krishna takes it. And again to start it, it takes various, so much endeavor on our part. And once again when Krishna sees, then he gives that. Many times a devotee gives up chanting, and after some months or some days or some years, he want to again start chanting, and he finds it very difficult because they had stopped the process. So one should always engage in devotional service, use your determination, and Krishna will give you more. There is no capacity that Krishna can give us. Only thing, we have to use the best, you have to be sincere, and Krishna is ready to help us. You're more senior than me, so no better. Thank you very much. Actually, when I was coming and giving class, one devotee asked me that whether U.S. Jagannath is giving. No, I said no, it's not. It's uncontrolled senses Jagannath is giving. So I myself is endeavoring. So I need all of your blessings that I can control my senses and fully engage in service of the Lord. So I'll end here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Hare Krishna.